Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
At GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology. Science which could change your life. Science which could change the way you view the universe. That's what Science Fantastic is all about. And if you want to know more about my work, go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And we have up to 5 million fans on Facebook. And I have new books coming out all the time. So go to mkaku.org, mkaku.org, to find out what I'm all about. One of my latest books, a New York Times bestseller, is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. And then my next book coming out is about quantum computers. Did you know that computer power could eventually be looked at like we view the abacus today? We view the abacus as this old-fashioned way of adding numbers. That could be the way we view digital computers, which could be replaced by quantum computers, a new kind of computer that computes on atoms rather than on transistors. So, you probably know something called Moore's Law. Every year, computer power doubles or so in power, but the Moore's Law is slowing down. That's right. Every Christmas, your computers will not be twice as powerful as the previous Christmas. Transistors are now so small that they're beginning to become the size of atoms. And therefore, we're going to make a transition to atomic computers called quantum computers. So find out what all the excitement is about. The book comes out in a few months. Now, let me also say that if you want to get on the air and ask a question on Science Fantastic, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. When you hear the beep, simply leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo. Perhaps you can get on national radio to ask that question, to make a comment. And just remember that no question is too dumb to put on radio. Let me give you an example. Years ago, there was a 16-year-old boy who asked a stupid question, and that is, can you outrace a light beam? Such a simple, stupid question. It took him 10 years to finally figure out the answer to that question, can you outrace a light beam? And the answer is no, because the speed of light is the ultimate velocity in the universe. And that 16-year-old boy, 10 years later, when he was 26, wrote the theory of relativity. His name was Albert Einstein. And there's another story about a man who was about 23 years old. His university was closed because of the pandemic. That's right, an epidemic was spreading through the countryside, so he was sent home. And when he was walking on a lonely street, he noticed an apple fall. And then he asked himself a question for the ages. If an apple falls, does the moon also fall? Well, he looked up and he saw the moon. And then he realized that the apple and the moon must obey the same laws of motion. And when he wrote down the equations, he set into motion one of the greatest revolutions of all time. Who was that gentleman who was sent home because of the pandemic? His name was Isaac Newton. And that pandemic was the Black Plague. And he initiated Newtonian mechanics, which gives us the motion of not just moons, but stars, planets, rocks, balloons, you name it, we can describe the universe in terms of Newton's laws of motion. So what I'm building up to is that no question is too dumb to put on national radio. Okay, moving on now. Let's take the first listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. My name is Robert. I'm calling from Kahului, Hawaii, KAOI, 11:10 a.m. And my question is regarding the speed of light. Is it constant from the start of the Big Bang, or has it sped up or slowed down since then? And a follow-up on that, is it constant in other universes? If there are multiple, you know, universes, is that speed of light going to be constant across the board? And if it's not, I mean, what kind of consequences does that have for physics? Even in our own universe, what kind of consequences are there if the speed of light were slower or faster at the Big Bang versus now? And is that even measurable? So that's my question, and I hope I get to catch you on the air. All right, thanks. Bye.
Okay, well, you ask a very embarrassing question because, of course, modern physics is based on certain assumptions which we can test in the laboratory, but some assumptions are very difficult to test, but we still use these assumptions. One of the bedrocks of modern science is the fact that the speed of light is a constant, 186,282 miles per second, a constant. The light beam can go around the Earth 7 times in 1 second. That's how fast the speed of light is. But some people have asked the question, is the speed of light slowing down, or the speed of light speeding up? If that's true, then all the things we know about the Big Bang have to be revised. The age of the universe, for example, is known to be about 13.7 billion years. That's the latest data coming from satellites, 13.7 billion years old. That's the age of the universe. But what happens if the speed of light were to vary? Well, people have tried to modify Einstein's equations by putting in the fact that the speed of light could change. Every time we get nonsense. So that's why most physicists would simply put the speed of light equal to 1. That's right. In our equations, we don't want to have to put down 186,282 every time we do an equation. We put down the speed of light is equal to 1. That assumes that the speed of light is a constant, but that is a weak spot. So you correctly point out that there's a weak spot that people have tried to paper over, but every time we try an alternative to Einstein's equation, all hell breaks loose. So for the most part, we assume that the speed of light is, in fact, a constant. Now, you ask another embarrassing question, and that is the multiverse. It turns out that quantum theory is the rock-bottom foundation for all subatomic phenomena. Everything you see around you, the trees, the Earth, the Moon, the Sun, the stars, everything obeys the quantum principle, and that governs the atom. But then the question is, can the speed of light change in different universes? Well, this gets into the multiverse theory, so let me explain. The quantum theory is based on probabilities, the probability that you can find an atom spinning this way or that way. The quantum theory is not based on certainties. So if the universe is based on probabilities, then the probabilities might change. There could be other universes with different probabilities. And this gets us into the multiverse idea, an idea that's been picked up by Marvel Comics and the movies. Every movie in science fiction now depends on the multiverse idea. But it's an idea that is at the foundation of quantum mechanics. Quantum mechanics is based on probabilities. Probabilities mean that other universes might be possible. And so the question is, are other universes compatible with different speeds of light? And the answer is, well, I'll be very frank, we don't know. Sorry about that. You're now pushing the very boundaries of the foundation of relativity and the foundation of quantum mechanics. And if you ever figure out the answer, tell me first. And we'll share the Nobel Prize together, you and me. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Michio Kaku. If you have a comment or question, no matter how dumb it may seem, give us a call and perhaps we'll put you on air. The number to call is 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you give your name, call in to the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from and ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bothering you and have it noticed on national radio. Okay, let's move right on and take the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Derek, and I listen to you on the radio on WBCR. It's an AM station, AM 1470, and I live in the city of Alcoa, and that's in Tennessee. And I wanted to ask, it's a two-part question. Part A would be, has the Large Hadron Collider found sparticles? And the second part is, has the Large Hadron Collider proven or disproven string theory? Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, you ask another embarrassing question that's at the cutting edge of science, so let's just jump right into it. The Large Hadron Collider is the biggest atom smasher on the planet Earth, and it's based in Geneva, Switzerland. It hurls protons at an astounding velocity, 14 trillion electron volts of energy, and the two beams collide. And when these two beams or protons collide, it smashes the protons apart, giving you all the constituents that are inside the proton. Now we have something called the Standard Model. The Standard Model does seem to fit the data. All the data for the last 30 years has pretty much agreed with the Standard Model. So what's wrong with that? Isn't that great? Well, not really, because the Standard Model is perhaps one of the ugliest theories known to science. It is downright ugly. It consists of 36 quarks. 36 quarks, 23 parameters that are totally undetermined. You have to put it in by hand, all these free parameters. It has three redundant generations of subatomic particles. And it has all these masses that are put in by hand. What a mess. We used to think that the deeper you go, the simpler it gets. In the 1930s, for example, we thought everything could be reduced to protons, neutrons, and electrons. How simple! The universe consists of three particles, electrons that make up lightning bolts, protons and neutrons that make up the matter we see around us. The universe seems so simple. But then in the 1950s, we began to smash the proton apart, and then we were deluged with all these subatomic particles. What are we going to do with this? Well, now we have the Standard Model. It does seem to fit all the data. But what's wrong with it? It is ugly. It's a theory that only a mother could love. I mean, 36 quarks and all these free parameters and masses to put in by hand. The list goes on and on and on how ugly this theory is. It's sort of like getting a platypus, getting a whale, and a giraffe, scotch taping the three animals together, and declaring that to be nature's finest evolutionary achievement, the end product of millions of years of evolution on the planet Earth. What a mess. Well, the leading theory that goes beyond the Standard Model is string theory, which is what I do for a living. And string theory says, no, there's a rhyme or reason to all of this, and it is music. Music is a paradigm rich enough, complex enough, simple enough to explain this avalanche of subatomic particles that we get whenever we smash the proton apart. So, string theory says that all these particles are nothing but musical notes on a tiny string, very tiny string. Each musical note corresponds to a particle. From a distance, you can't see the string. All you see is these subatomic particles. So the subatomic particles are the notes on a vibrating string. Physics is the harmonies you can make on these vibrating strings. Chemistry is the melodies you can play when these strings bump into each other. The universe is a symphony of strings, and the mind of God that Albert Einstein chased after for the last 30 years of his life. The mind of God is cosmic music resonating through hyperspace. Well, smarty pants, if you're so smart, then how come you guys don't win the Nobel Prize? Well, there's a problem. A big problem. And that is testing this theory. It turns out that the Large Hadron Collider is not powerful enough to create the next higher octave. To prove this theory, you want not just the lowest octave, which is the Standard Model. You want the next octave. You want predictive power. And that is embarrassing, because the Large Hadron Collider at 14 trillion electron volts is not powerful enough to create the next octave of the string. So, sorry about that. Now, of course, we have devised different experiments by which we might test these theories. Now, get a copy of my book, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything, and it lists the various tests that we may use to prove or disprove the higher octave predicted by string theory. Now, these particles, these higher octaves, have a name. We call them sparticles. So, sparticles have not yet been discovered. If they are discovered, then we can see whether they fit in the octaves of string theory. Because, of course, string theory is based on music. And if these musical notes correspond to the sparticles, that would clinch it. That would then prove that there's in fact the theory of everything. Well, what's the catch? The catch is the straightforward way of testing the theory is to build a bigger atom smasher. But let's face it, the Large Hadron Collider costs 10 billion euros, or roughly 13 or so billion dollars. What nation is going to pony up $13 billion in a chase to see whether or not string theory is really correct or just a hallucination? That's a political problem. Are nations in this time of pandemic, in this time of scarcity, willing to put up billions and billions of dollars chasing after an idea that may or may not be correct? Well, some nations say it's too much. However, the Japanese, the Chinese, and the Europeans have indeed proposed the next atom smasher more powerful than the Large Hadron Collider. But it's a political question. Are we going to pony up that money to prove this theory? Well, there are other ways to prove this theory without having to spend another 13 or more billion dollars on this machine. First of all, you can look for dark matter. Dark matter is something that we can actually detect outside the galaxy. It holds the galaxy together. The Milky Way galaxy is spinning too fast for its own good. It spins, in fact, about 10 times too fast. And as a consequence of spinning too fast, it should fly apart. But the galaxy does not fly apart. Galaxies in general don't fly apart. They're all stable. Why? Something holds them together. And what is that? Dark matter. Invisible matter. So it's invisible, which means it's very hard to detect, but we think it holds you and me, the galaxy, the solar system, the universe that we see at night is held together by an invisible matter called dark matter. If we could find dark matter in the laboratory, because of course dark matter is everywhere, it's just invisible, that would also perhaps prove the correctness of string theory. So people are chasing after dark matter. The leading candidate for dark matter is called the photino. The photino is a sparticle, a super particle predicted by string theory. So in other words, string theory is testable, but so far, none of the theories, none of the experiments being proposed are powerful enough to reveal all the particles being predicted by string theory. So in other words, no Nobel Prize for string theory anytime soon. But of course, it's something to realize that it's tantalizing that just beyond our grasp could be the theory that eluded Einstein for the last 30 years of his life. The theory of everything. A single equation, perhaps no more than 1 inch long, that would allow us to, quote, read the mind of God. So find out more about that by getting a copy of my latest New York Times bestseller, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break, and then we'll delve right into some of the comments and questions that you sent me concerning the frontiers of science. We'll talk about UFOs, we'll talk about fusion power, and we'll talk about artificial intelligence after the break.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Make that 2 Chinese balloons drifting east in the Western Hemisphere. The Pentagon confirms to CNN a second balloon is over Central America. The original balloon spotted this week is now over Missouri. Some White House critics, including former Vice President Mike Pence, want the military to shoot it down. President Biden was in Philadelphia Friday, highlighting $500 million in infrastructure upgrades for the city's water system.
You know, the issue has to do with basic dignity. Every American deserves to be able to turn on their water tap or faucet and be able to drink clean water.
Most of that money coming from the infrastructure package Congress passed in 2021. Also in Philadelphia this weekend, the Democratic National Committee is meeting. The big move expected Saturday, changing the dates of some states' presidential primaries. South Carolina will go first, followed by New Hampshire. Rich Johnson, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're going to take your comments and your questions. First of all, there's too many questions that I get to put on the air one at a time, so I'll bunch them together, and I'll talk today about, well, UFOs, fusion power, and artificial intelligence. Well, one story that's grabbing the headlines is chatbots. A chatbot is a robot piece of software that can mimic human thought and write essays. In fact, children are using chatbots in order to write term papers. In order to get the fastest A, you simply download the chatbot, input the questions you want the chatbot to answer, and bingo, it writes commentary. Now, this, of course, makes people nervous, very nervous. First of all, teachers that have to grade these papers are getting very nervous because the papers that are being turned in, are they being written by a chatbot or are they written by a student in your class? So teachers are worried. Wall Street is worried because statements concerning the viability of certain stocks, Wall Street is also worried about this because chatbots can begin to write commentary about stocks. What stocks are doing well, what stocks you should invest in, what stocks are losers. They can be written by a computer that really does resemble the output of a human being. Television commentators, journalists are worried about this because it turns out that you can write commentary about news stories via a chatbot. You just put the input of the chatbot about a story and bingo, it writes the essay for you. And some of these essays are remarkably human-like, remarkably on the spot. So some people are saying, uh-oh, does this mean that we're going to lay off teachers, lay off journalists, lay off TV personalities, lay off a good chunk of Wall Street, and let computers write the essays, the commentaries, the ads? It'll all be done by computers. So where do humans go? Into the trash heap of history. Well, not so fast. First of all, computers are beginning to go to the point where you do tell the computer the essay that you want. Is it a fairy tale? Is it a murder mystery? Is it a science book? You input what facts and figures you want in the program, and bingo! The computer massages all this information and comes out with an essay. An essay that you could pass off as a book, as an essay for a class, or as something for Wall Street to promote a certain stock. So, what's wrong with this scenario? Well, it's a question of form and content. Content is the information, the real information that you want to convey. That's the content. Form is how many stories you use, how many metaphors you use. That's a question of the style with which you write these things. So where does a chatbot fall on the spectrum? Chatbots are good for form. That is, they can tidy up your language. They can correct your spellings and correct your incorrect fragments of speech. But content is something that you have to put in because you have to tell the chatbot what you are writing about, what you want to accomplish, what is the goal. And that's why we're not going to lose journalists and lose teachers by the chopping block anytime soon. So when you hear that chatbots are taking over, well, to some degree, yeah. Those people that rely on chatbots for form, they may find their job on the block. But when it comes to content, information, then that's where humans come into the picture. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and we'll continue the discussion of artificial intelligence and your job. Are you going to be phased out with a chatbot?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You can give us a call. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and ask away. Make that comment. Ask that question that you've always wanted to ask. Maybe you're having dinner with the kids, and the kids ask you a homework problem from their science class that leaves you stumped. What are you going to do? Are you going to just BS it or tell your kids, talk to your mom? Or are you going to tell them, why not ask that question on national radio by calling 612-564-8135. Well, before the break, we were talking about chatbots, which are getting a lot of attention. Chatbots are software computer programs that can write essays. You tell it what to write, and it does a pretty good job of writing that paragraph, writing that essay. But does that mean that teachers, stockbrokers, journalists, are they going to all be put out of a job? Well, some, yeah, but not all. So listen carefully, because we'll talk about how this is going to evolve in the marketplace. Think, for example, of a carpenter. A carpenter needs a hammer. Does the hammer replace the carpenter? No. The carpenter has to have the content. He has to understand the blueprint, what the creators of this building want to accomplish. The hammer simply carries it out and makes the form better and better. So it's a question of form and content. Content is where the human comes in. So, for example, chemistry now, some chemical experiments can be done in the memory of a computer. But does that mean that chemists are going to be put out of a job? Some will, but no. It means that chemists who do... It means that chemists who do not use a computer will gradually be put out of business. But the chemists that survive will be the chemists that use computers. Just like the carpenter. The carpenter will not be replaced by a hammer. But carpenters will eventually use hammers to carry out their vision. And that's where we talk about creativity. Computers are not creative. You have to tell the computer what you want. And then the computer goes through all its memories, all its figures of speech, all past essays that were written about this subject, and pieces together an essay. But the content, the idea, the creativity, that's where you come in. So the good news and the bad news. Bad news is that, well, yeah, certain jobs are going to be replaced. Jobs that only work with form, that only work with style, a lot of those jobs will go out the window. But jobs involving content, creativity, direction, strategy, those jobs will still survive. And then the next question is, at what point will the robots begin to take over? Well, let's compare robots to animals to find out, from our perspective, how smart robots are going to become. Let's take a military robot and put it in the forest and ask the military robot to scavenge for food, find shelter, whatever. What does a military robot do? It falls over. It trips over the leaves, the branches, the roots. And what do you have? A piece of mechanical junk. But you put a cockroach in the forest. The cockroach immediately sizes up the terrain, food, the roots, the lay of the land, finds mates, all these things just all by itself with a brain the size of a pinpoint. So you see how far we have to go. But eventually, robots will be as smart as a dog or a cat. And eventually, as smart as a monkey. Now, at that point, we have to be careful. Because monkeys are self-aware. They know they are monkeys. They're not dependent on humans. They know who they are. They set their own agenda. Dogs do not. In fact, dogs think that we are a dog. They're confused. They don't realize that they are, in fact, subservient to the top dog, that is you and me, humanity. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and we're going to continue with answering some of your comments and questions on Science Fantastic. Give us a call, 612-564-8135 is the number to call.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets.
and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And again, if you want to get on national radio and the internet, give us a call at 612-564-8135. When you hear the beep, leave your name, call letters at the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and maybe your thoughts will be heard on national radio and the internet, on 100 radio stations and the internet. So, give us a call. Well, once again, we are answering some of the questions you email me. There's so many questions that I grouped them in bunches. One group deals with headlines made a few months ago about fusion power. News from California. In California, they have a huge collection of laser beams, some of the most powerful laser beams on the earth, and we focus them on one little pinpoint, a pinpoint not much bigger than the head of an eraser, and it heats that eraser to temperatures not seen on the planet Earth. Temperatures rivaling that of the sun. Think about that. And then fusion takes place. You have a mini sun in Livermore, California, generating energy. And the headlines that were made was the fact that it can now generate energy more than you put in. That's called break even. And then the question is this our future? In other words, forget oil, forget coal, forget uranium. Perhaps hydrogen in the form of fusion power is the way of the future. Well, not so fast. Not so fast. It turns out that there are problems still with fusion power. And just because we've been able to hit break-even doesn't mean there's going to be a fusion reactor in your backyard. Don't count on it. It may take a decade or so, maybe two decades, before we have fusion plants around the planet Earth. Now, fusion has some tremendous advantages. It's clean. It's safe. First of all, it doesn't melt down. Fission power, you have to worry, because you can have Chernobyl, you can have Three Mile Island, you can have Fukushima, you can have all these different kinds of accidents with regards to uranium plant. But a fusion plant shuts itself off. If the fusion reaction ever gets out of control, the fusion process is no longer satisfied and it shuts itself off. It's self-limiting. Isn't that great? No nuclear accidents to worry about. And what about nuclear waste? Uranium creates nuclear waste. Tons of the stuff. A nuclear power plant will produce about 30 tons of nuclear waste every year. Think about that. 30 tons of nuclear waste every year produced by one nuclear power plant based on fission, based on uranium. But the waste product of a fusion plant is helium gas. Helium gas is actually commercially viable. You can sell helium gas. And so fusion power has tremendous advantages over ordinary uranium as well as oil or coal. Tremendous advantages. And what's the fuel? What's the fuel for a fusion plant? Seawater. That's right. Hydrogen gas extracted from H2O in seawater is the basic fuel for a fusion plant. So with all these advantages, what's the disadvantage? Well, the disadvantage is that the magnets that hold the hydrogen together, the magnets have to be very, very precise or else the machine shuts itself off. That's why break-even is so difficult to attain. Now, the sun does it for free.
The sun has gravity that evenly compresses, like a baseball, evenly compresses hydrogen gas into a dot. Heats up the temperatures to tens of millions of degrees, and you get a star. That's how stars are made, by compressing hydrogen gas spherically and reaching temperatures not found except in the center of a star. That's how stars work. But on the Earth, you can't do that. On the Earth, we have magnets, not gravity, magnets. And magnets are shaped in the shape of a donut, which is very difficult to manipulate. That's the problem. The problem is that the fusion chamber looks like a donut. We use magnetism to compress the hydrogen gas, to heat it up, but it's very difficult. It's very difficult, and that's why it's taken so many decades to reach the point where we are today. Now, to be fair, there are two kinds of fusion reactors. One kind is based in many countries around the world, using magnets in the shape of a donut to squeeze hydrogen gas until you attain what is called Lawson's criterion, and then, boom, fusion power is started. But there's another way, with laser beams. And that's the way pioneered in California. California, they use scores of high-powered laser beams. Some of the most powerful laser beams on planet Earth, in fact, arrayed in like in a sphere, shooting all that energy into a pinpoint, one pinpoint, heating the temperatures hotter than the surface of the sun. That's how hot this fusion process is in California. And we compress that fuel, lithium deuteride, inside this small little eraser-shaped device. We heat it up to hotter than the sun, and bingo, fusion takes place. So there's two ways to do it, but it may take a few more decades before we can fine-tune the process. So, sorry about that. So once again, we have the ability to create fusion power, but the problem is stability. Can we create fusion power long enough so that we can attain Lawson's criterion, attain the temperatures of a star, and have fusion in our backyard? Well, we're not there yet. Well, I'm afraid that's it for Science Fantastic. Give us a call. Hotline number is 612-564-8135. Give us a call, and perhaps you can get on national radio and the internet to ask that question, to make that comment that's always been bothering you about this great universe of ours. And go to my website, mkaku.org. mkaku.org is my website. See you there.
Kahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.